Let's start. 瓦昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年6月12日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的咖啡圣者玛拉，为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加梵歌的早课。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunjavita Jai Radha Madhava Kunjavita Gopi Janabhava Giribharadha Gopi Janabhava Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Raja Janana Yashoda Nandana Raja Janana Yamuna Tirabana Shah Yamuna Tirabana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Gopi Janna Pama Kiriparada Gopi Janna Bhava Vibharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Janana Yashoda Nandana Raja Janana Yamuna Tira Nisha Yamuna Tira Nacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha. Okay, what verse now?
Chapter 11, verse 34.
Okay. Om Ajana Tirandasya Yanandana Shalakaya Daksu Unilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yevotu Swayam Rupa Kadam Siddhati Swaparantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vikamtam Vivam Sadvetam Savadutam Padajana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta. Namaste, Saraswati Deva, Gauravani Pracham, Nirvisesha, Sunyavadi, Paschacha Desa, Dharine, Manchakalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinoda. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namani Gora Tvishe. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, text number 34.
今天阅读圣典不加放歌第十一章的第34节。
Shonam Abhisham Sajaya Bhaktam Cha Karnam Satanyam Apriyo Javiram Maya Hatam Stvam Jahima Patishta Yudhyasva Jaitasi Vinay Sapatnam Donam Chabhishmam Sajaya Bhaktam Cha Karnam Satanyam Apriyo Javiram Maya Hatam Stvam Jahima Patishta Yudhyasra Jaitasi Rene Sapatna. Word for word. First, it just names, so I just read the names and you don't have to translate it. Drona,
okay.
Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, and others.
Bhakti,
certainly.
就是前面刚才马尔念的都是名字，所以呢就不需要翻译。那然后呢是 Api 肯定的
Maya by me
Maya 有我
Hatan already killed
Hatan 已经被杀了
Tuan you
Tuan 你
Jahi, destroy.
Jahi, 毁灭.
Ma, do not.
Ma, 不要.
Vyatishtaha, be disturbed.
Vyatishtaha, 不安.
Yudhyasva, just fight.
Yudhyasva, 只要作战.
Jaitasi, you will conquer.
Jaitasi, 你将会征服.
Rene, in the fight.
Rene, 在战争中.
Sapatnam, enemies.
Sapatnam, 敌人.
Translation. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Therefore, kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight, and you will vanquish your enemies in battle.
译文, Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, 以及其他伟大的战士已经被我消灭了。因此，杀死他们，不要感到不安，只管作战，你将在战场上打败敌人。
Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Upa, Yautsu. Every plan is made by the Supreme Personality of God. But He is so kind and merciful to His devotees that He wants to give the credit to His devotees to carry out His plan according to His desire. Life should therefore move in such a way that everyone acts in Krishna consciousness and understands the Supreme Personality of God through the medium of the spiritual master. The plans of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are understood by His mercy, and the plans of His devotees are as good as His plans. One should follow such plans and be victorious in the struggle for existence.
要旨由薛拉帕帕提供。所有计划都是由至尊人格守神制定的，但他对自己的奉献者极其亲切和仁慈，要把荣誉给予按他的旨意执行他的计划的奉献者。因此，人们应该这样生活，即在一位灵性导师的帮助下，怀着 Krishna 知觉去活动，去了解至尊人格守神，急着至尊人格守神的仁慈了解他的计划。奉献者的计划与至尊主的计划一样好，应该遵从这样的计划，以便在人生的奋斗中赢得胜利。
Okay, there's a comment by Gurijan in his book also.
Gurijan Prabhu 在他的书里面也给了注释。
Krishna is assuring Arjuna, you will win.
Krishna 他在向 Krishna 向 Arjuna 确信你一定会赢的。
And he mentions Jayadrata. Jayadrata was not so powerful as like Bhishma and Drona.
在这里面呢也提到了 Jayadrata, 但 Jayadrata 他和 Drona 和 Bhishma 相比呢没有他们那么的强大。
But he had a benediction from Shiva.That one time it could stop the Pandavas, not to be able to kill them, but it could stop them.
Not kill, but stop. Sorry, Mark,
yeah.
I didn't hear it.
In the battle, he did stop them.
Okay, stop. Okay, 因为这个 Jayadrata, 他从主希望那里得到了一个祝福，就是在战争中呢他会阻止潘达瓦们，并不是说杀死他们，但是他会阻止他们，阻止他们。
If you know that in the battle, when Arjuna was determined to kill Jayadrata, so they set up a... No, another time. Anyway, they had a very difficult to enter defense.And Arjuna knew how to get in there, but he was busy. So Abhimanyu, the son of Arjuna, the Pandavas, he went in. He knew how to break.
因为就是Jayadrata他们是有这个攻守的，然后呢，其他的将士们都不知道怎么打破这个攻守，除了Arjuna。但尔朱呢当时很忙，他没有办法去顾及到这一点，所以尔朱呢的儿子阿比玛纽他也知道怎么破这个阵，所以呢他就攻进去了。
And then the other Pandavas said they, you know, when he breaks it open they'll follow him in and then they'll protect him.
然后其他的 Pandava 兄弟就说呢，当阿比玛纽他攻进去以后呢，他们会立即跟上，以这样的方式保护他。
But after Jayadrata, after Abhimanyu got in, and the other Pandavas tried to come in, Jayadrata, he was able to stop them.
但是当 Abhimanyu 攻进去以后，其他的那些 Pandava 兄弟们正要往里进的时候呢， Jayadrata 就把他们给阻止了，阻止他们在外面。
So then Abhimanyu was all alone in there, and he fought very wonderfully, but by unfair means they.
所以呢 Abhimanyu 就变成了独攻，那么他自己一个人在里面，虽然说他英勇奋战，但最终呢还是战死沙场。
So this type of talk that Krishna gives is often misunderstood by people.
所以 Krishna 他做的这样的讲述呢经常是会被别人所误解。
And they think that the Bhagavad Gita is promoting violence.
大家会觉得国家放歌是在宣扬暴力。
Because, you know, Krishna's telling him fight, kill.
因为 Krishna 在让他作战，让他杀戮。
But But that's for Arjuna. Arjuna was a soldier, and there was a battle. They were being attacked. So we all have our own battles, and we have our enemy, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion.
但是他这番话呢是对Arjuna所言的, 因为Arjuna他本来就是一位战将, 他的职责就是应该作战, 而且就是有这么一场战争, 而且我们也有我们自己需要打的战役, 比如说我们有, 色欲, 愤怒, 和贪婪这样的敌人需要征服的。
We all have our different struggles for existence. Usually the only opposition is our mind.
我们对于在生存的过程中，就是我们在这个存在的这个过程中呢，我们是有各种各样的挣扎的。通常来说，我们最大的麻烦是我们的心意。Our
mind, which is, you know, filled up with these six enemies, lust, anger, greed, and it keeps us from functioning properly.
所以呢，我们的心意呢，它会战死这些大敌，比如说像色欲啊、愤怒啊、贪婪呐、啊，然后战死这些大敌之后呢，我们才能够在恰当的状态下行事。So
Krishna is assuring us if we just fight, which means we chant around, follow the principles, no matter how much the mind is telling us something else. We will win. We will conquer.
So Krishna 在这里向我们保证一件事情，就是如果我们要是念诵，如果我们要是去遵守我们的规范原则，无论我们的心意，做出怎样的捣乱，心意如让我们如何去做其他的事情，但是我们如果要是不断的去做这些事情的话，那我们就一定能够战胜。
Devotees often ask, you know, how to do about this, how we conquer this. Just keep fighting and just depend on Krishna. Krishna has already taken care of everything, but we have to work, chant our rounds, do devotional service, hear from Krishna.
奉献者经常会提出一个问题，就是我们如何能够战胜我们的心意，如何能够摆脱这些挣扎。 但其实呢, Krishna 他已经照顾了所有的这一切。我们只要继续不断的念诵，继续不断的进行我们的sadhana，进行不断的我们的奉爱服务的话，那我们就是能够战胜的。So
like sometimes even our families are our enemy. They don't like us. They don't want us to.
比如说呢，有的时候我们的家里人，我们的家人也是我们的敌人，因为他们其实不喜欢让我们始终保持着奉献者这样的状态。And
I just heard a story. One of the Mataji's here. Father was so much against this.
我，Maharaj, I didn't hear the whole thing. You mean that? The devotees,
yeah, one of the Matajis here, when she first was a devotee, her father was so much against her.
Oh, okay. 就是在我现在住的这个地方呢，有一位Mataji奉献者，当他刚刚加入Krishna知觉的时候呢，他的父亲是极为的反对。And
whenever he found a book or she would have japa beads or anything, he'd burn them.
只要他发现了他的书啊，还有他的 念珠啊，他都会把它给烧了。But
then after some years, he became very friendly, very favorable. He goes gives donations to the temple.
但是过了几年之后呢？但是呢，在过了几年之后呢，这位父亲他变得对奉献者非常的友好，而且呢，他还往庙里面做了很多布施。所以说呢，你只要 不断的去做，那Krishna他就会照顾。So
just keep chanting, and you know all the opposition in our own mind, other people, everything will be. Krishna will take care of everything.
所以说呢，我们只要不断的继续的念诵， 那我们自己心意里面的这些问题，以及在我们周围所显现的这些问题，都会消失的，因为 Krishna 他会照顾所有这一切。
Devotees are going now in America, for instance, in some places, and people are very receptive after all this. You know,
现在,
being locked down, all the trouble, fear of death, and they're much more interested to hear, get some knowledge of the soul.
比如说呢，现在在美国还有在很多的地方呢，因为 大家是处在禁足的这样的状态，然后呢内心里充满了恐惧，所以就导致了他们愿意接受一些关于灵魂的知识的信息，所以现在他们就变得对 Krishna 知觉这件事情呢很接受。
I'm getting a change of weather here. Sneezing.
You mean in your place? Body
island? So the next verse 35.
先来看下面一个时间。
After hearing these words from the personality of Godhead, Arjuna was trembling and he said, offered obeisances again and again, and he spoke as follows.
第三十五十节译文 ，Sanjaya 对 Dhritarashtra 说：“国王呀，颤抖着的尔朱呢，听罢至尊人歌手神这番话，双手合十的再三顶礼。他声音颤抖着对至尊主诚惶诚恐的说了下面的话。
”Yes。As we've already explained, because of the situation created by the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna became bewildered. Thus, he began to offer his respectful obeisances to Krishna again and again. And when he began to pray, not as a friend, but as a devotee and awe and reverence.
要知，正如我们已经解释过的，至尊人格首神的宇宙形象使Arjuna在惊奇中变得迷惑。因此再三前进地向 Krishna 顶礼，不像朋友，而像是一个在惊奇中的奉献者那样，声音颤抖地开始祈祷。
So Arjuna is called Kiriti, this is in the verse, because he had a brilliant helmet given to him by Indra.
那么在这个世界里面呢，尔朱呢被称为叫 Kiriti， 因为他有一个非常神奇的头盔。那么这个头盔呢是由主 Indra 给他的，天帝 Indra 给他的。
I gave that name to one devotee, Kiriti.
我曾经给一个奉献者起了这个名字 Kiriti。
So even though Arjuna is so powerful, you know, he had defeated all Indra's enemies, he was still like fearful of this universal form.
虽然说 Arjuna 非常的强悍，而且呢，他战败了天帝 Indra 的所有的这些士兵，但是当他在 Krishna 的宇宙形象面前的时候呢，他依然是诚惶诚恐。
So now we get to the wonderful prayers of Arjuna.
现在要看的是 Arjuna 所献上的非常美妙的
Arjuna Vacha Stane Rishikesha Tava Prakristya Jagat Prakristyat Yanurajyate Cha Rakshamsi Bitani Dishodrivanti Sarve Namasyanti Chasida Sangaha。Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful in hearing your name, and everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respective homage, the demons are afraid, and they flee here and there. This is right, all this is right.
而朱娜说，感官的主人呐，听到您的名字，除了恶魔害怕的东逃西窜外，众生普遍变得快乐并依恋您，完美的生物体向您献上他们的敬意，这一切都做得恰到好处。
It's a nice verse for us to remember when we meet people who are not favorable or don't like the chanting.
这个诗节呢是很好的让我们来进行背诵和记忆的诗节，特别是当我们遇到了一些不喜欢 Krishna 知觉的人，他们也不喜欢念诵的人。
We meet people like that that run away. They plug their ears, you know. No.
我们会遇到这样的人，当这样的人听到圣名的时候呢，他们会立刻把耳朵堵上，然后根本就不愿意听。
But even those kind of people, there's many incidences where, after some time, they like to hear this.
但是呢，有很多人是这样的。虽然他们最开始的时候呢是不喜欢聆听关于 Krishna 的信息或者是听圣名，但是当他们过了一段时间之后呢，他们变得喜欢听了。
So the purport, Arjuna, after hearing about from Krishna about the outcome of the battle of Kurukshetra, became enlightened, and is a great devotee and friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.He said that everything done by Krishna is quite fit. Arjuna confirmed that Krishna is the maintainer and object of worship for the devotee and the destroyer of the undesirables. His actions are equally good for all. Arjuna understood herein that when the battle of Kurukshetra was being concluded, in outer space there were present many demigods, siddhas, and intelligentsia of the higher planets, and they were observing the fight because Krishna was there.When Arjuna saw the universal form of the Lord, the demigods took pleasure in it. But others who were demons and atheists could not stand it when the Lord was praised. Out of their natural fear of the devastating form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they fled. Arjuna's treatment of the devotees and the atheists is praised. Krishna's treatment of atheists and devotees is praised by Arjuna. In all cases, the devotee glorifies the Lord because he knows that whatever he does is good for all.
尔朱呢听完 Krishna 对 Kurukshetra 战争结果的叙述受到了启发。作为这尊人格守神的一个朋友和伟大的奉献者，他说 Krishna 所做的一切都十分的恰当。尔朱呢确认，对奉献者来说， Krishna 是唯一护者和崇拜的对象，对不良分子来说他是毁灭者。他的活动对所有的生物都一样的有好处。而朱呢特此明白 Kurukshetra 战争是注定要发生的，而且因为 Krishna 在这里，所以宇宙空间里有许多半神人，具有一切神中的完美的生物体 Siddha 和高等星球上的知识分子都在观战。看到至尊主的宇宙形象时，半神人很高兴，纷纷的赞美至尊主，但恶魔和无神论者却忍受不了至尊主受到赞美，他们因为天生害怕至尊人格守神的毁灭形象而四处逃窜。尔朱呢赞美 Krishna 对奉献者和无神论者的处理，奉献者无论是什么情况下都会赞美至尊主，因为他知道至尊主无论做什么都有利众生。
Yeah. So this is an important point. We know theoretically, you know, whatever Krishna does is good for everyone. Sometimes it's not easy to understand that. It seems like, why has Krishna done this? We want to do this. We want to serve Krishna, but something's happening. We can't do what we want.
那在这个世界的要旨里呢，阐述了一个非常重要的观点。非常重要的要点就是呢，我们从理论上理解 Krishna 他所做的一切事情都是有益的， 但事实上呢，我们其实并不是很容易的每一次都能够理解到这一点。有的时候我们就会感到困惑，当一些事情发生的时候，我们就会在想，为什么 Krishna 他会这么做呢？他为什么会对这个人这样呢？
And Krishna has his own schedule, you know, the Pandavas went through so much trouble and now they have to face this big battle where the other side has got a much bigger army and very powerful fighter.
因为 Krishna 呢，他是有他自己的做事情的安排的。那 Pandava 兄弟们呢，他们其实是经历了很多的痛苦。那现在他们要面对这样的一场大战，而且呢，
so,
对方的这个军队呢，
anyway,
要比他们强大的多。
This is the first of Arjuna's prayers, and these are important prayers. Prabhupada mentioned that, you know, we can memorize them because they're very good prayers.
那刚才这节呢是 Arjuna 他献上的第一，就是这么一串是一串祷文里面的第一个祷文。那这些祷文呢都是很重要的祷文。舒拉帕帕建议我们呢应该记忆背诵这些祷文。
So.He says that when, you know, the world becomes joyful on hearing the name of Krishna.
那这里说到，当这个世界听到 Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，变得开心起来。
So this is telling us to spread the name of Krishna for sure.
在这里面呢，就告诉我们一定要传播 Krishna 的名字。
And all the perfected beings, you know, the demigods, they were seeing this whole thing.
而且物体包括这些半神人们，他们都在观战，他们也在看着 Krishna 的宇宙形象。
But the demons are afraid and they run away. They don't like to hear the holy name.
但是恶魔们呢却非常的害怕，他们都吓跑了，因为他们不喜欢听见圣名。
I'm going to read another few more because these prayers are wonderful.
因为这些祷文都非常的美妙，所以呢我要多读几节。
Kasmat Chetena Namaran Mahatman.Kriyase Brahmano Yadi Kartitve Ananta Devesha Jagantivasa Tvam Akarshanam Sadatvaram Yad. O Great One, greater even than Brahma, you are the original creator. Why then should they not offer their respectful obeisance to you? O Limitless One, O God of Gods, refuge of the universe,You are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation.
译文：伟大的人，比 Brahma 还要伟大的人呐！您是第一位创造者，他们怎能不尊敬地向您致敬？啊，无限者，无众神的神呐，宇宙的庇护所，您是不可战胜的源头，一切原因的起因。您超越物质展示。
There's a lot of very nice names of Krishna.
Maharaj, sorry, could you say it again?
There's a lot of very nice names of Krishna in this verse.
那在这个世界里面呢，有很多 Krishna 的很好的名字，很美妙的名字。
Adi Kartri.The Supreme Creator.
Adi Kartri is the 至尊的创造者.
Ananta, unlimited.
Ananta, 无限的.
Of course, there are many names of Krishna that have Ananta, Ananta Vijay, Ananta, so many names, Ananta Lila, Ananta Rupa.
那关于Krishna 的 Ananta 的名字有很多 Ananta Jaya Ananta Rupa
Ananta Ananda, unlimited bliss, so many.
He's unlimited.
Everything about him.
So, we are limited. Krishna 相关的这些事情呢, 它都是无限的。
Deva Isha, God of God.
Deva Isha, 众神之神。
Krishna is some kind, Deva Deva also. He's the God of all gods.
So, Krishna 还被称为叫 Deva Deva, 也就是他是众神之神。
Deva usually means the demigod.
Deva 通常意味着是半神人们。
So there's Indra Dev and Varuna Dev and all the Devas. But and Shiva is called Mahadev. He's the greatest of all the Devas.
所以有 Indra Dev, 有 Varuna Dev, 有各种各样的半神人。 然后 Indra, Shiva 主希望呢, 被称为叫 Mahadev, 他是 这些半神人里面最伟大的那一位。
But Krishna is above all that. He's Deva Deva, Deva Isha. He's the God of all the gods.
但是 Krishna 他是所有的这些半神人之神, 他被称为叫 Deva Deva, 他是 Deva Isha.
Jagat Nivas, Jagat Nivas. He's the refuge of all the universe. Everyone takes shelter.
这意思呢是宇宙的庇护，所有的人都从他这里得到托庇，得到保护。
Like we have our pujari in Mayapur, Jagani Vas, the Nani Vas, same.
我们在 Mayapur 有著名的祭司 Jagani Vas, Jagani Vas 是一样的。 Jagani Vas Prabhu.
And Akshanam is imperishable, never ending. Can't be destroyed.
然后呢是 Aksharam, 指的是 没有尽头的, 永远都不会被毁灭的。
Sat-Sat is the cause and the effect. Everything is Krishna.
Sat-Sat, 它是原因, 也是结果。
So that's just a sample of a few of Krishna's names, but they're so wonderful.
所以这些只是 Krishna 的名字的一些例子，但是呢，都非常的美妙。
But the name Krishna contains all those names. Every name is within the name Krishna.
但是 Krishna 这个名字呢，它包含了所有的其他的名字，所有的名字全部都在 Krishna 之内。
That's why we concentrate on Krishna.
That's why we.
We concentrate on the name Krishna. We don't chant so many other names.
所以为什么呢? 我们就把我们的注意力就集中在 Krishna 的这个名字上, 我们不需要念诵其他的更多的名字。
Those names are like someone asked at Wednesday night, primary names and secondary names. So those names are secondary. They're describing all kinds of different qualities of Krishna.
那在星期天星期三晚上的课中呢，就是有奉献者就问关于 Krishna 的主要的名字跟次要的名字之间的区别。那么这些名字呢，都被认为是次要的名字。这些名字呢，都描述的是主 Krishna 的不同的特征。But
Krishna is all of them are within Krishna. They're all names of Krishna.
但是呢 ，Krishna 它包含了所有这一切的名字，所有这些名字全部都在 Krishna 里面。
The name Krishna contains all those names.
所以呢, Krishna 这个名字, 它包含了其他所有的名字。
Okay, so a very nice purport also by His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
然后, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, 他也为我们提供了非常美妙的要旨。
By this offering of obeisances, Arjuna indicates that Krishna is worshipful by everyone. He is all-pervading and he is the soul of every soul. Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Mahatma, which means that he is most magnanimous and unlimited. Ananta indicates that there is nothing which is not covered. by the influence and energy of the Supreme Lord. And Devesha means that he is the controller of all the demigods, above them all. He is the shelter of the whole universe. Arjuna also thought it was fitting that all the perfect living entities and powerful demigods offered their respectful obeisances to Krishna, because no one is greater than him. Arjuna especially mentions that Krishna is greater than Brahma, because Brahma is created by him. Brahma is born out of the lotus stem grown from the navel and abdomen of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, who is Krishna's plenary expansion. Therefore, Brahma and Lord Shiva, who is born of Brahma, are all demigods, and all other demigods must offer their respectful obeisances. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord is respected by Lord Shiva and Brahma and similar other demigods. The word aksharam is very significant because the material creation is subject to destruction, but the Lord is above this material creation. He is the cause of all causes, and being so, he is superior to all the conditioned souls within the material universe, nature, as well as the material cosmic manifestation itself. He is therefore the all-great Supreme One. Explaining Yau-chir. Everything much more.
Yau-chir. Arjuna通过这个顶礼表示, Krishna该受到众生的崇拜, 他无所不在, 是每一个灵魂的灵魂。 Arjuna 称 Krishna 为 Mahatma， 意思是他最崇高、最无限。梵文 Ananda 是指至尊主的能量和影响覆盖的一切。Devesha 的意思是他是半神人的主宰，高于他人，他是整个宇宙的庇护所。Arjuna 还认为一切完美的生物体和强大的半神人都应该前进地向他致敬。 因为他最伟大，Arjuna特别的提到了 Krishna 要比 Brahma 呢，比 Brahma 更伟大，因为 Brahma 是他创造的。Brahma 生于 Garbhadakshaya Vishnu 肚脐上长出的莲花茎，而 Garbhadakshaya Vishnu 是主 Krishna 的完整扩展，因此 Brahma 和 Brahma 生的 Shiva 以及他所有的半神人。 都必须前进地向 Krishna 致敬。圣典波达瓦坛中说，至尊主受到 Shiva、 Brahma 和其他半神人的尊敬。诗中 Aksharam 无法被毁灭的一词意义重大，因为这个物质创造注定是要毁灭的。但至尊主超越这个物质创造，它是一切原因的起因，而且正因为如此。 它高于这个物质自然中的一切受制约的灵魂，也高于物质宇宙展示本身，所以它是最伟大的至尊者。所以在这里面的解释是非常详尽的。Okay,
in this purport, it's very easy to see what how Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad Gita as it is.
所以在这个世界的要旨中呢，我们就很容易看出，释迦牟尼佛他是原本原样的为我们展示着《波迦梵歌》《波迦梵歌原意》。Actually,
in every purport, but he just takes exactly what Arjuna says and then explains it a little bit more, very clearly. He doesn't make any change or interpretation or,
事实上，每一个要旨呢，都展现了这一点。 但是呢，在这一条指里面呢，我们更加能看出，Srila Prabhupada呢，他就是把Arjuna的原话，给我们进行了一点点的这个解释，但是呢，他并没有对他进行任何的，就是没有放进他自己的理解在这里面。So
it's like, shining a light on something, and we can't see very good. But if you put a light or a magnifying glass, then you can see it properly. So that's what Prabhupada does with Arjuna, with what Krishna says and what Arjuna says.
如果是亮度不够的话呢，我们是看不清楚的。
但是如果要是把这个东西给它照得更亮一些，我们就能够看得更清楚一些。那么这就是舍尔帕帕他所做的事情，他就是把阿尔朱纳的话，把 Krishna 的话，把它照得更亮了一些，从而让我们能够看得更清楚。
Prabhupada just like magnifies, makes it more clear, so we can.
舍尔帕帕是在放大这些信息，让它变得更加的清楚。
Okay, so I think we'll maybe read one more. Is there so much nectar, you know?
我们再读另外一个诗节，这里面的甘露满满。
Tamadi Deva Purusha Purana Tamasya Vishvasa Param Nidanam Vetasi Vedyam Shaparam Chadama Vayatatam Vishwananta Rupa. You are the original personality of Godhead, the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material molds. O limitless form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you.
译文，您是第一位人格守神，是最老的，是这个宇宙展示最终极的庇护所。您是一切的施习者，是可知的一切。您是至高无上的保护人，超越物质属性，无限的形象啊！您遍布整个宇宙展示。
So more names of Krishna. Some of them are the same ones repeated.
在这里面呢，就又出现了更多的 Krishna 的名字。有些名字呢是在重复上一节时节的名字。
Adi Deva, the original supreme God.
Adi Deva, 最原初的至尊神。
Purusha, personality, is a person.
Purusha, 人格，他是个人。
Purana, he's original, very old.
Purana, 他是最原初的，他老，他很，他最老。
Nidana, he's also the refuge.
Nidana, 庇护所。
Param, he's transcendental.
Maharaja, didn't hear broken.
Okay.Ananda Rupa means unlimited form.
Ananda Rupa 的意思呢是无限的形象。
So Krishna is the knower of everything. He's the supreme everything.
所以 Krishna 他是一切的知悉者，他是一切的至尊者。
And of course, Krishna says all these things about himself throughout the Bhagavad Gita.
那当然 ，Krishna 他在通篇的《薄伽梵歌》中呢，都在讲述关于他自己的这些特性。
And here Arjuna is saying it, you know, to help us understand it.
而在这里呢 ，Arjuna 在讲到，请您帮助我们来理解这些。
Purport, Yautsu.Everything is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, He is the ultimate rest. Nidana means that everything, even the Brahman effulgence, rests on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says that later in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the source of the Brahman.
You're done. 要旨，至尊人格守神支撑着一切，因此是终极的安息地、庇护所。Nidana。那么 Nidana 一词的意思呢，是万事万物，包括梵光，都依靠至尊人格守神 Krishna。他知晓这个世界中发生的一切，而如果知识有任何终结的话，它就是一切知识的终结。因此，它既是已知的，也是无知的。他是认知的对象，因为他无所不在，他是灵性世界的源头，因此是超然的，他也是超然世界里首要的人物。
Because many yogis or whatever, they think that the Brahman is supreme. There's nothing beyond that. But that's actually just one small aspect.
因为很多的瑜伽师都觉得主 Brahma 他是源头了, 在他之上没有别的人了。
He is the knower of everything that is happening in this world. And if knowledge has any end, he is the end of all knowledge. So he is the known and the knowable. I'm just reading there.
因为但是他是已知的，也是可知的，他是认知的对象，因为他无所不在。So
later Krishna says that also, Vedaham Chamitani, Vartamanani Chira Bhavi. I know everything. I know past, present, and future.
后来 Krishna 他也讲到了，我知晓一切，我知道过去、现在和将来的一切。
And no one knows me.
而没有人知道我。
And then the famous chapter 15, Vedantavid, Vedavid, Vedachaham. I am the knowledge, I am the source of knowledge, I am the object of knowledge. Everything.
然后在著名的第15章中, Krishna 他说呢, 我是知识, 我是知识的源泉。 我是知识的知悉者，我是一切。
He's also the cause in the spiritual world. He's the chief of the transcendental world, not only the material world.
而且呢，他也是灵性世界的原因，所以呢，他也是这个超然世界的主管，并不仅仅是物质世界的。
One more. Vayur Yamognir Varuna Shashanka Prajapati Swam Prajapita Mahascha Namo Namaste Stu Sahasra Kitwa Punas Chabuyo Ti Namo Namaste. You are the air, you are the supreme controller, you are fire, you are water. You are the moon. You are the Brahma, the first living creature. You are the great grandfather. I offer my respectful obeisance unto you 1,000 times and again and yet again.
一文，您是空气，您是至高无上的主宰，您是火，是水，是月亮，您是第一个生物体 Brahma， 您是曾祖父。 因此，我一次又一次地向您致以千百万次虔敬的顶礼。
Purport. The Lord is addressed here as air, because the air is the most important representation of all the demigods. Being all-pervasive, Arjuna also addresses Krishna as the great grandfather, because he's the father of Brahma, and the first living creature in the universe.
要指这里把至尊主称为空气，因为空气无所不在，它是全体半神人最重要的代表。Arjuna还称 Krishna 为曾祖父，因为他是宇宙第一个生物体 Brahma 的父亲。Okay,
so now see if any questions have popped up.
OK， 那我们现在来看看大家有没有问题啊？可以啊。Yes， here has let me see. Yeah， there are two questions here. One is from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢 Maharaj， 感谢翻译和主持，一切都是 Krishna 安排好了的吗 ？Krishna 知觉在中国的发展进程都已经安排好了吗？ 每年发生的事情都是注定要发生的吗？而我们只要做的就是配合 Krishna 的计划，对吗 ？Maharaj, thank you very much. Thanks for the translator and also the moderator and the host. So my question is that if it's true, Maharaj?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah. the question part is that, is that true that everything has been arranged well by Lord Krishna? So the progressing or the development of Krishna consciousness in China is also being arranged, right? And also, whatever the things will happen every year are also being arranged, right? So the thing we need to do is just to assist Lord Krishna to fulfill his plan. Is that right?
Yes.
是的。
That's like I said, this is very hard to understand sometimes.
那就像我刚才所说的, 有的时候呢, 这些事情是很难以理解的。
So, yes, but that doesn't mean we have to work for it. It's also part of it. You can't think, well, Krishna's doing everything, so just sit around. And he told Arjuna, you think of me and fight. So we have to do our whatever we can to teach.
但是呢，我们不能够因为 想着 Krishna 已经把所有一切都安排好了，所以呢，我们就高枕无忧，什么都不需要做了，不是这样的。那我们依然还是需要去做事情。那你比如说像Krishna 对 Arjuna 说的意思就是，那你必须要去作战。Marja, stay there.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
So sometimes it seems overwhelming, like, you know, there's no chance for us. Right?
而且有的时候好像我们看起来好像实际上是 挺令人恐慌的, 因为感觉好像我们没有机会。
Okay.
嗯。 So the next question is from Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深地顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva, 作为至尊的操纵者，至尊主管理着灵性天空和物质世界，物质世界也是被灵性能量操控着。那么第一个问题是，地球上展示出的各个国家只不过是至尊主对地球人类的分类管理，可以这样理解吗？ She has two questions. The first question is that, firstly, she paid her very humble obeisances to you. And then she said that, because Lord Krishna is the supreme controller and the supreme administrator of the spiritual sky and the material world. So the material world is also be controlled by Lord's spiritual energy. So in that case, I have the first question is that on the Earth planet, there are different countries to be manifested. But the countries actually being managed by the Supreme Lord in different classification, right?
Yes.
是的。
Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme controller, but he gives us, you know, control over certain things. We have to just try to control our minds so that we can always try to serve Krishna.
那么通常，这个终极来说呢， Krishna 他是一切的控制者，但是 Krishna 他给了我们一定的自由度，要让我们去控制一些事情。 那也就是说我们需要控制好我们自己的心意，从而呢才能够为 Krishna 做服务。Then her second part of the question is that 如果是这样，那么被迫出生在不同国家的人依据什么出生在不同的国家呢？ 是自然法则的自然分类，还是阎罗王审判的结果呢？ If that is the case, then for different people has been forced to be, to get the birth in different countries. So, what kind of a rule or law for them to follow to be birthed in that particular place? Is that to be based on the law of the nature, or is based on the judge from Yamaraj?
Can you repeat that again?
She is asking, because people be born in different countries, then she's asking what to make the different people to be born in different countries. Is that based on the law of the nature or based on the judge from Yamaraj?
Well, Yamaraj judges based on the laws of nature.
Yamaraj 的审判是根据自然的法律来进行的。
But we have our desire, so, you know, it describes in Bhagavad Gita that we get a new set of senses, according to the mind. So according to our consciousness at the time of death, when we get the next human life, it will be in a certain place, certain type of body, due to our desire.
但是呢，我们是有这个自由意志的，而且我们是有我们的这个欲望的。那在《博伽梵歌》中也提到了，就是当我们在死亡的时候，根据我们所处在的那种知觉，使我们得到了一个特定的心意，从而这个心意呢，让我们得到了一副新的感官，然后呢，在这个感官中呢，又得到了这个新的这个躯体，从而 被生在一个特定的国家或一个特定的躯体之中。Okay,
so everything ultimately is based on our desires.
所以呢，所有的这一切，终极来说呢，是基于我们的愿望的。And
then, like for devotees who are born in different countries, maybe we didn't know we were devotees from the beginning.
但是作为出生在不同国家的这些奉献者们，也许在最开始的时候呢，我们并不知道我们自己是奉献者。But
devotees are born in all kinds of different countries and different types of families, sometimes poor families, sometimes Brahmin families, you know, so sometimes criminal families. So that's the part of Krishna's plan to spread Krishna consciousness amongst all kinds of people.
但是呢，这个奉献者呢，他会出生在各种的国家，会出生在各种的这个家庭里面。那有的时候呢，会出生在婆罗门的家庭里面，有时候会出生在穷人的家庭里面。那么 所有的这一切呢，都是Krishna的安排，因为Krishna他需要奉献者出生在各种各样不同的家庭里面，从而呢，在各个的人群之中传播 Krishna
知觉。Okay. So,
yeah.
You know, what devotees, you know, we maybe had to take a certain birth and we didn't know we were devotees, and maybe we were, you know, living sinfully, but somehow or other, we had that previous combination of good and bad karma and desires, but then when it finally comes out, so then there's devotees in China, there's devotees in everywhere in the universe taking birth, and then we have to find them also and wake them up.
Marge, so you mean that the devotees, we don't know that we are the devotee, then we have been given the birth in
different countries. Yeah, when you were born and when you were a child, you didn't know you. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we were born, and we didn't know we were devotees, nobody knew.
Okay, 就这个奉献者，当他在刚开始在出生的时候呢，他其实并不知道自己是奉献者。那然后呢，他会出生在各种各样的家庭。But just now you also said, but the reason for the devotee to be born in that kind of family is also because he's a mixed karma from previous life for him, also likely to be in that family.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. 那么，OK， 就这个，对不起啊，我叫澄清一下，就这个奉献者，他在刚刚
maybe the bad karma.
对，这个奉献者他之所以他会出生在这样的一种家庭里面，是由于他之前的混杂的这个业报。也会导致他特别的会出生在这样的这个家庭里面，然后呢，他在出生的时候呢，并不知道自己是奉献者，那我们就会出生在中国呀，会出生在其他的一些地方，出生在各种各样的这种生活环境里面。那所以说呢，这个奉献者的这个责任呢，是需要去传向所有的这些人去传播 Krishna 知觉，从而呢，要唤醒他们的这个之前是奉献者的这种身份。
So we can't figure it out, you know, but Krishna knows, he's the super soul, he knows all our past activities and desires. So, and then there's also the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
然后呢 ,Krishna 呢他是了解我们的过去和现在的，他知道我们过去都做了些什么，他也知道我们都有一些什么样的愿望。而且呢，我们也会得到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的无缘的仁慈。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question from Sitarani Mataji. 感恩 Guru 的讲解，谢谢翻译。物质生活中我们有取舍，为什么为 Krishna 做奉爱服务该如何？那么为 Krishna 做奉爱服务该如何取舍呢？那些服务都那么的吸引人，都可以取悦 Krishna， 可是受条件限制的我们精力有限，而且要保持物质灵性平衡，请问该如何取舍呢？This is a question about balance. Thank you, Maharaj, for your explanation about everything. And we need to keep the balance in our material life. And in our devotional service to the Lord, probably also need to keep a balance. Sometimes we cannot hold up about everything. However, all of the services are so sweet and also very pleasing to the Lord.However, our
body... Can you repeat it again a little slower?
She's saying that in our material life, we need to keep balance. And in the devotional service to the Lord, we also need to keep a kind of balance. We need to... We cannot hold up everything. However, all the service to the Lord are so attractive. But our conditioned body...are quite limited with the energy. So how do we keep balance about what kind of service we are doing, but what kind of services we can keep it aside for now?
Well, that's a question that, you know, balance, it's a big issue. There's so many...Non-devotees also giving seminars and everything, how to balance your work and play. And devotees, we have to balance our everything. We have to balance more even. So by intense prayer.
就是关于我们的这个生活，关于我们的生活平衡的这个问题，是一个。很大的一个问题。那即便是在非奉献者的社团里面呢，很多的人们也都在给大家在进行各种各样的讲座，来告诉我们应该如何来。
And we have to have use some intelligence.
Sorry, Marge, I haven't finished what you said just now. Please give me one more minute. 所以说呢，就是当这个所以呢，就当我们稍等啊，就是所以说呢，就是这个我们要学着如何来进行这个，不好意思啊，乱了。Marge, please go ahead and say it. I am a little bit confused here.
Yeah, we need intelligence. So, you know, that we get enough sleep, that we eat properly. You know, we're not like in the material world. And devotees also, you know, devotees sometimes try to imitate Rupa Goswami and think I'll never sleep or something. We can't do that. We have to live according to our abilities.
就是我们必须要按照我们的这个能力去进行我们的服务。那比如说有的时候这个奉献者他会效仿 Rupa Goswami 所做的那样，比如说不吃啊也不睡啊，但事实上我们是没有办法做到这一点的。所以呢我们必须要这个做好这个平衡。那刚才马尔说呢，就是在这个非奉献者的这个社团里面，他们也有很多关于这方面的这个讲座，然后来好就是来学会如何的平衡我们的生活，我们的娱乐。所以呢，在作为奉献者来说呢，就要更加的学会用智慧怎么去平衡我们各个方面的生活。So she is asking, then she is asking, so what are the services we have to hold it, and what kind of services we can put at the side? Then do you have any suggestions about this?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, and I don't know the person and all the different circumstances.
嗯，那然后呢，就是具体到底对于这个为 Krishna 做的这个服务如何取舍的这个问题呢？马上说呢，他就没有办法给一个细节的具体的意见，因为他不了解您所在的这个生活的具体的这个情况。
But, the main thing is, you know, we have to be doing it with the right mentality. We're serving for Krishna. We want to please Krishna.
但是呢，就是最主要的一点，就是无论我们做什么，我们都要以正确的态度来做。这正确的态度就是我们要为 Krishna 服务，我们要做取悦 Krishna 的事情，要让 Krishna 开心。
So we want to put the most important service first, which is chanting our rounds.
所以说呢，我们要把我们最重要的服务先做了。这最重要的服务呢，就是念诵我们的圈数。Japa.
And following the regulated.You know, following the four regulated principles.
然后呢，遵循四项规范原则。
Those are first.
所以这些都是重中，这些都是重中之重的主要的服务。
All right.
Yes. So the next question, 顶拜咕噜的莲花，这个问题是来自于道吉普布的。顶拜咕噜的莲花族在灵性世界没有星球的主的化身，都是主次要名字的展示吗？在灵性世界没有星球的主的化身，在灵性世界没有星球的主的化身。都是主次要名字的展示吗？萨利玛吉，这题。
The service means, you know, out of love for Krishna, it doesn't mean just certain activity. So whatever we're doing, we're trying to develop this, you know, to give our false ego, to give everything to Krishna. The attitude is the most important.
就还有就是再多说两句关系到 Rani Maji 的这个问题哈，就是这个关于我们的这个服务啊，我们是要有这种好的心态，我们的这个心态呢是为了要放弃我们的假我，把一切都给 Krishna， 而并不仅仅是我们在服务中从事的这个活动。
Needful, depends on our situation.
而且有的时候呢，我们必须要去从事我们必须要做的事情，所以这跟我们所处在的状态有关系。道具 Mataji 或者跑步，请您这个问题能不能再稍微问的清楚一点？我有点不太理解这个问题，所以不知道怎么翻译。
Hare Krishna， 我已经，对，我已经跟他说了，让他再说明一下吧。你往后进行吧，先。
OK， 那我们先看下面一个问题啊。下面这个问题是 Rasa Mataji 的问题。顶拜 Guru， 感恩精彩的讲课。您在讲课开头提到了 Abhimanyu， 我想问问 Abhimanyu 和 Dukati 的儿子们的英勇早逝，这是他们前世做了什么罪恶活动导致的吗？二中呢，他们潘达巴兄弟失去了所有的儿子。有人会问 Krishna 看似这样残酷的安排背后要教导我们什么呢？ Rasa Mataji's question， please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you and thank you for your beautiful lecture. In the beginning of the lecture you mentioned about Abhimanyu.So I want to ask you a question about Abhimanyu and all of the sons of Dupati who passed away in the early age. Is that because they have done some very sinful deed in their previous life to cause them to have this early passing away? Because Arjuna and all of the Pandava brothers lost all of their sons. So some people are asking that it seems that Krishna have this very cruel arrangement for this. So what is behind message he's trying to teach us?
Not that they had sinful background.
并不是由于这些儿子们有罪恶的过去。
I haven't heard anything particular about the other sons of Draupadi.
我并没有听到关于 Draupadi 的其他的儿子的过去的一些信息。
Abhimanyu, he was the son of Subhadra.
Abhimanyu, 他是 Subhadra 的儿子。
And he's a demigod that was requested to come take part in his Leela.
然后 Abhimanyu 呢，他是一位半神，他是一位半神人，然后他被邀请来参加这部分的消时光的展示。
And it said he agreed, but only for 16 years he would come to.
然后这位半神人呢，他就同意来参加这段消时光，但是呢。他说他只参加16年的时间。
So that's the reason he, after 16 years, but he also died a very heroic death, a great example, and so on.
所以为什么他也就只活了16年？但是呢，他的死是非常的英勇的，而且呢，他也给世人做出了非常好的表率。
And the Pandavas, they had all these things happen, you know, so they could demonstrate how a real devotee, you know, deals with all this different troubled life.
然后呢 ，Pandava 兄弟们他们经历了所有的这些艰难困苦的原因呢，是为了要向世人们展示。作为奉献者，他如何去应对 在生活中所面临的这些艰辛。
So they never, you know, complained to Krishna or anything. In fact, Kunti asked for more trouble. Because when they get more trouble, then they depend on.
所以呢，他们从来都不会抱怨 Krishna。事实上呢，是 Kunti Maharani 他祈祷着能够得到更多的灾难，能够得到更多的麻烦。
So we should never think that, you know, like Yudhishthira, all the trouble it was due to bad karma.
所以我们永远都不要认为 Yudhishthira 王他遭遇这么多的麻烦，遭遇这么多的困苦的原因是由于他之前的坏的业报而导致的。
It's all Krishna's lila.
这些都是 Krishna 的 lila, Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Okay.
Yes. So the next question, 请问 Krishna, 请问 Krishna 说只有皈依他的人才会保佑他们，不是说真正的慈悲对任何生灵都是平等的吗？皈依就保护，不皈依就不保护，这样算不算有分别心呢？This question is from a new devotee. She is asking that because here said that Krishna, he will protect those who surrender to him. But my understanding is that the genuine mercy or the genuine kindness is to keep equal mind to all the living entities. However, here, if surrender, he provides the protection, but not surrender, he won't protect the protection. Isn't this can be considered that he is discriminated?
I'm not sure. I heard everything, but I'm not sure what the question is.
Her question is that...
I think sometimes it's very hard for me to translate this.
Yeah. Well, please let me to paraphrase it again. Well, she is saying that because she's heard that Krishna will give the protection, give the shelter to those who surrender to him. And
right.
If the whoever not surrender to him, then he wants to provide the protection. But my understanding is that for the genuine kindness or the genuine mercy is that to showing the equal minded to all the living entities. But if he is only protected those who surrender to him but not protected to those who not surrender to him, isn't he kind of playing a partial or discrimination to the living entities?
No, and that's all he explained also. He's just reciprocating. Yayatamam parapajante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He's giving everybody what they give him.
其实就这个理解是这样的， Krishna 他是给予相应的回应，就是 Krishna 根据别人对他的这个方式，然后来给予相应的回应。
Just the seventh chapter, verse 20. No,
第七章的第二十十节。
It's Chapter 4, verse 11.
Chapter, 还有第四章的第十一十节。
Give me some understanding.
chapter 4, verse 11, right?
Yeah. The Christian is not playing favorite. He's giving everybody what they want, what they deserve.
Krishna, 他并不是说是偏心，他是把每一个人想给的、想要的东西给了他，就把每一个人他所配得的东西给了他。
When demons want to fight with Krishna, he fights with them.
比如说，恶魔想要和 Krishna 打架，所以 Krishna 就和他打架。
And when devotees want to love Krishna, when the gopis want to dance with Krishna, he dances.
然后奉献者他想爱 Krishna, 勾皮们想和 Krishna 起跳舞，那么 Krishna 就会和这些勾皮们一起跳舞。Krishna 就会爱这些奉献者。
So he's favoring everybody, giving them what they want.
所以说呢，Krishna 他在帮着把每一个人想要的东西给他。
So I recommend whoever asks this question, please read this verse in the purport.
所以说呢，马尔说呢，请您仔细的阅读一下《圣典博迦梵歌》的第四章的第十一十节的译文和要旨。
And I'll just give it recommend.
So the you're done. You want to say the next question?
Yes.
The next question is from Yang Gai.
The person who asked that question, please read that verse. Chapter 4, verse 11, and chapter 9, verse 29.
Yes, I already said that. Okay, 就是请这位奉献者您读一下《圣典博迦梵歌》的第四章的第十一十节以及第九章的第二十九十节。
Yeah. Hare Krishna. 就是刀姬喷布刚才的那个问题，他说的意思就是说，就是这个主的化身，如果在灵性世界没有星球的这样的化身，是不是都是次要的化身？他举个例子，他说像 Vyasa， Vyasa Deva 他也是主的一个化身，但是他没有灵性，在灵性世界没有星球，所以他是次要的化身。
Okay. Maharaj, here is a question from Dalji Prabhu. He is asking that because the Lord has a lot of incarnations, but some of the incarnation doesn't have the planet in the Vaikuntha planet. Say, for example, like Vyasadeva, he is one of the incarnations of Sri Krishna. However, he doesn't have his planet in the spiritual world.So his question is that if this type of incarnation considered as the secondary incarnation of the Lord.
Well, Vyasadeva is a Shakti Vaishavita, empowered incarnation.
那比如说像 Vyasadeva 呢，他是 Shakti Vaisha Avatar， 也就是他是被灌注了能量的化身。
He's an empowered incarnation, knowledge and
就是我不 he's only give the Vyasadeva as an example, but he's just asking in general if those incarnations whoever doesn't have the planets for themselves in the Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, then they were considered as the secondary incarnation, but not the primary incarnations of the Lord.
Could be, you know, I don't normally try to categorize everything like that. When an empowered incarnation is acting on behalf of Krishna, it is Krishna. But at the same time, it's not exactly like Nisringadeva or Varaha Ramachandra.
是这样的，就是这个盲人说呢，也许可能能够像您这样理解，就是在灵性世界没有自己星球的这些化身呢，被认为是次要的化身。但是呢，他自己从来就盲人说他自己从来就没有这样的去考虑或者去划分过这样的化身，因为呢，就比如说一个灌注能量的化身，Vyasadeva， 他虽然是被灌注了能量，但是当他在这个作为主在展示他的力量的时候，他其实是和主没有任何区别的。虽然说他可能展现的并不是像主尼辛卡德或者主 Ramachandra 那样，但是他其实是和主 Krishna 没有任何区别的。So the next question.The next question from Yang Gai Lian Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 感恩 Guru 的甘露，顶拜您的莲花足。现在有了 Krishna 知觉，现在的生活是不是只要履行好自己该做的职责？比如现在每个人都贴上了不同的好多标签，是不是要做好自己的这个标签上应对的事情呢？只要不属于自己的职责范围的事情就不要去做。Krishna 会安排一切，这样理解对吗？感恩您的回答。Please accept my very humble obeisances and thank you very much for the nectar from you. Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. And right now, I am having the Krishna consciousness. So, is that true? Is that right that I just go ahead to.To perform my duty in my life, but not taking care of too much of the other things. What is not belongs to my responsibility, because Krishna will arrange everything. But right, she's saying that right now in the material world, people place a lot of labels on themselves. They are doing this and that.So my question is that since now I'm practicing the Krishna consciousness, so I just go ahead to take care of whatever within my responsibility, then we'll be fine.
Yeah.
是的。
You're talking about material world or what? No.
但是您这个问题，您指具体的问题是您指的您的灵修呢，还是指的是这个物质的生活呢？
We want to put our focus, you know, on the spiritual progress.
那我们是希望把我们的注意力呢。
We don't want to keep adding on more and more burdens in the material world so that we can't focus on the spiritual.
那我们呢是希望要把我们的这个注意力呢集中在我们的这个灵性的修习上，而不要给我们加上更多的物质生活的这些负担，因为在没有这么多负担这种情况下呢，我们才能够更好的专注在我们的灵修上。
Is that right? That's the thing, like, you know, we don't want to overburden ourselves with material life.
所以这是关键的地方。
Many devotees have found that their material basic life was bewildering to them, but when they started chanting 16 rounds and making that their first priority, other things became much easier.
那么这个这是我们重点的地方，就是不要让这个物质的生活加重我们的负担，从而让我们不能够很好的进行灵性的休息。那有很多的这个奉献者呢，在他成为奉献者之前呢，他觉得他的生活其实让他感到很困惑茫然的，但是当他开始念诵这个 Hare Krishna 的这个圣名之后，把这个念诵成为他生活的最主要的事情之后呢，他就发现其他的事情其实也都变得顺了。
OK
Yes.
So that's what it means to depend on Krishna.
对呢，这个是
spiritual responsibility is first priority. Then we do everything else we have to do in the material world, but we're depending on Krishna.
所以说呢，就是关于对一切都依靠 Krishna 的这句话的理解，就是我们把我们的重点呢放在我们的灵性休息上，然后呢再去做我们在物质生活中需要做的这些事情，那然后这个 Krishna 他就会把我们照顾得很好。
We have to use our abilities and our money or whatever we have for Krishna.
而且呢，我们必须要把我们的能力啊，把我们的钱呢，用在对 Krishna 的服务上，用于 Krishna。
Understand that Krishna is actually doing everything.
而且我们要理解，实际上是 Krishna 在做所有的一切。
But just like he told Arjuna, you know, I've already killed everyone, but you fight and you kill them.
就像 Krishna 对
By their karma or by whatever reason, they will be killed by Arjuna. But it's actually Krishna.
那么这个 Krishna 就像对 Arjuna 所说的那样，就是我已经把所有的人都给杀死了，但是呢你得作战，然后呢你得再杀他们，好像感觉就是通过这些人的业报啊，或者些什么样的状态呢，他们被 Arjuna 给杀死了，但实际上这些人已经被 Krishna 杀了。
So we just try our best to do whatever we can and the results are up to Krishna.
所以说呢，我们就只是竭尽全力的为我们，就我们只要竭尽全力的做我们能做的事情就好了。那结果呢，其实都取决于 Krishna。
And if we so-called fail, it may be that Krishna just wants us to try again, trying a different way. We have to sometimes discuss with the devotees.
但如果我们要是失败了的话呢，其实 Krishna 他只是想让我们再尝试一下，再用别的方法再尝试一下。
Maybe, you know, we're going about something in the wrong way. Maybe we're trying to do something that we don't really need to do.
因为也许可能我们这个是做这件事情的这个方法错了，或者方向错了。或者我们做了一些我们本来不需要做的事情。
Then we have to try to understand. And if we're so-called successful, then also more difficult sometimes because we think I did it. We have to really know.
所以呢，我们就要试图。我们试图要理解这一点，但然而有的时候呢，如果我们真的是获得了这种所谓的成功，其实可能会给我们带来更多的麻烦，因为这样所谓的成功呢，会让我们更加有倾向于去觉得这事儿是我做的，所以呢，就更难跟
Krishna very kindly used me. Krishna very kindly used me to do
this.
Whatever.
但是我们需要理解的是。Krishna 他非常的仁慈的利用我来做这件事情。
Right?
Yes. 所以杨妈的姐，您看见这故这么回答行吗？ 然后如果不行的话，您再问，然后咱再说啊。因为可能是我那个就那个题的翻译上也不知道是不是真正的传递了您这个意思。So the next question is from PPLU Prabhu, 顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译和主持人。请问《博家梵歌》上说，记忆、知识和遗忘都来自于我。请问这里的记忆、知识、遗忘，指的是灵性的还是物质的，还是包括全部的？这一世我们忘记了 Krishna, 这也是 Krishna 安排的吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances and thanks for the translator and the host. My question is that in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness are all from me. My question here is I want to clarify for the remembrance and the knowledge and forgetfulness here indicated to material-oriented or spiritual-oriented, or including both of them. Say, for example, in this lifetime, we forget Krishna. Is this also the arrangement from the Lord?
Due to our desire, yeah.
那这个其实是出于我们的愿望。
Due to desire, we want to find Krishna, then Krishna has to give us his ability.
那比如说我们在出于这个愿望，我们想忘记 Krishna, 然后 Krishna 就给了我们这个能力。
Okay.
Maharaj, but for the desire is originally from ourself, or the desires has been placed by Lord, or the because everything.
No, he doesn't place the desire. We have our free will and we desire things. Not that Krishna just says, "Okay, this." He's not like an evil controller of some sort of a video game or something.
是这样的，那我就想问，我说那既然 Krishna 他是一切的控制者，那我们的这个愿望是最初哪里来的呢？是 Krishna 给我们放到我们的这个内心的吗？然后 Maharaj 说不是，就这个我们的这个愿望是来自于我们的自由意志，并不是 Krishna 他好像是一个特别邪恶的一个控制者，然后呢他就把我们的这个愿望就植入到我们的脑子里面，不是这样的。So Lord Krishna gave us a free will, and in that free will, we can have our desire freely.
Yes.
所以呢，主 Krishna 他给了我们自由意志，然后呢，在这个自由意志里面，我们可以自由的有我们自己的愿望。
We want something, and Krishna makes all arrangements.
因为我们想要一个东西，然后 Krishna 就做出了一番安排，让我们得到这个东西。But sometimes the something is not really pleasant. It doesn't look like something what we really want. It's quite suffered.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know. We have so many desires from so many lifetimes.
但是呢，就是我们的这个愿望呢，它是来自于这么多的生世的，导致了我们其实自己都不知道我们是不是想要这个东西的，因为很多时候就是 对，因为当我们有时候看到这个东西说是我们的愿望，但是其实我们发现其实根本就不是我们想要的，而且得到以后其实让我们大受其苦，但是这其实就是我们在不知道某一个生世的这个愿望，而 Krishna 他是知道的。
Krishna knows all these things, and we don't know, so we don't remember. And Krishna said, well, you wanted this, you asked me for this. No, I don't want
it. 其 其实 Krishna 因为他知道我们在过往所发生的一切，他也知道我们的愿望，但我们自己把这事儿给忘了。比如说呢，我们跟 Krishna 说这根本就不是我想要的， Krishna 说这就是你想要的，你曾经跟我要过。
AndSometimes if we're really trying to surrender to Krishna, he makes arrangements sometimes to test us and make us stronger, help us to advance quicker. It may seem like, why is this happening?
而且有的时候呢，就是当我们想要皈依 Krishna 的时候， Krishna 他会给我们进行一些测试，然后呢他会用一些事情来试炼我们，这样呢让我们能够更快的成长。Marge, all of the questions are covered.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's just almost an hour worth of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting more questions than before. Used to be on a Friday morning, devotees had to go to work.
马尔说非常好，你现在基本上花了一个小时的时间来给大家回答问题，然后现在大家问题也越来越多，比以前要多了，因为之前呢可能礼拜五大家都要急急忙忙的去上班。
So please pray that I can someday visit China.
所以请大家为我祈祷，希望某一天我能够再次来到中国。
Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。Thank you very much, Marge.
Let me just try it again.
Yes. Sorry, Marge, here's one more question here.
Okay.
这个问题是来自于高静玛吉的问题。顶拜咕噜，我们会因为无意的冒犯或者以前的被别人记恨的事情影响我们今后的解脱吗？比如那个人的诅咒或者死的时候我们的意念会不会把我们留在这物质世界？Please accept my vulnerable obeisances. My question is that if our mind absence offense to someone, or the grudge from the past deed with someone will affect us to be kept in this material world. For example, the curse or some thought in the last moment to someone, will make us to beStay in this material world and cannot be liberated. Her question is about any grudges or any of the offense or any of the curse kept in our mind will remain us to be in the material world and not be delivered.
It depends on how much we're focused on it.
这个要
Krishna is very merciful. So Krishna is promising if you can remember him at the time of death, he will take you. But we have to practice for that.
这个要取决于我们有多么把多大的心思放在这些冒犯及记恨的这些事情上。因为 Krishna 他是非常仁慈的，他给我们做出的保证是，当我们在死亡的最后一刻，如果要是想起他的话，他就能够把我们带走。所以说我们需要练着，我们需要练习去记忆它，去念着它，去想着它。
Remember Krishna at the time of life, we'll remember him at the time of death. So we've been trying every day.
就是当我们
proper, be humble, then Krishna will help us at the time of death.Because remembrance comes from Krishna, so he can make us remember him also.
Because we want to remember.
因为如果我们要是在活着的时候啊，都使劲的记着 Krishna 的话，那我们在死亡的那一刻也能记住 Krishna。所以呢，如果我们要是很谦卑的、很虔诚的，就是以很好的心态去习练记忆 Krishna 呢，那 Krishna 他就会帮助我们，帮助我们有这个记忆力，能够在死亡那一刻记住他。因为我们的记忆和遗忘还有知识都是来自于 Krishna 的， Krishna 他会给我们记忆他的能力。
All right. So
yes.
If we want to forget Krishna, he'll help us to forget him.
但是如果我们要是想
If we want to remember while we're somebody, then he'll remember that. So we have to pray to Krishna and practice trying to remember Krishna. Then he'll help us even at the time of death, no matter how much disturbance there is. Krishna will help you to remember him.
但是如果我们要是想要忘记他呢？如果这是我们的意愿的话，那 Krishna 他也会帮着我们忘记他。但是如果我们要是使劲努力的在记着他，然后呢，在这个死亡的那一刻，在最后的那一刻，无论我们是处在怎样一种被打搅的这种状态下，那 Krishna 他都会帮助我们，给我们这个记忆力，让我们记住他。
Okay, so you Rong Yao.Who are you to we pay for a charge?
Chai Maharaj.
Who are you to we pay for a charge? Suppo yo long ya. Who are you to we pay for a charge? Almost by memory.
Wow. You know, it's
if like I can remember that at the time of death, I can.If I can remember that at the time of death, we'll be able to take birth in China.
You are so merciful. Maharaj 说刚才他完全是基本上是凭着记忆念出的这个所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。他说如果他在死亡的时候如果能记住这句话的话，那他下一世就应该能够投生在中国了。我说您实在是太仁慈了。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
That's enough. Thank you. See you Wednesday. Go
around. Hare Krishna. 百昆塔之音，服务圆圆聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩咖啡川日巴尔为我们的精彩讲述以及为所有的问题的耐心解答。谢谢萨提玛拉吉为我们安排的这个平台，谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听。祝奉献者在祝大家在Krishna知觉之中度过一个非常非常快乐的周五。深深的顶拜大家，Hare Krishna。